Why so bellicose? We are here on sufferance only, allied against a greater enemy. Shatter the lady, and see how our friendship prospers. How soon?
When they are ready.
Brilliant, old stone. Positively illuminating. My sarcasm did not go unnoticed, just unremarked. The menhirs have their own flair for sarcasm and the sharp-edged tongue.
5 armies, said the voice. They will not wait long.
I indicated the sky. The Taken cruise at will, unchallenged.
They have not challenged.
True, but a weak excuse. Allies should be allies. More, wind whales and mantas usually consider appearance on the plain sufficient challenge. It occurred to me that Taken might have bought them off.
Not so.
The menhir had moved. Its shadow now fell across my toes. I finally looked. This one was just 10 feet tall. A real runt. It had guessed my thought. Damn. It continued telling me what I already knew.
It is not possible to deal from a position of strength always. Take care. There has been a call to the peoples to reassess your acceptance on the plain.
So, this over-talkative hunk was an emissary. The natives were scared. Some thought they could save themselves trouble by booting us out. Yes, the peoples does not properly describe the parliament of species that makes decisions here, but I know no better title. If the menhirs are to be believed, and they lie only by omission or indirection, over 40 intelligent species inhabit the plane of fear. Those I know include menhirs, walking trees, wind whales and mantas, a handful of humans, both primitives and hermits, 2 kinds of lizard, a bird like a buzzard, a giant white bat, and an extremely scarce critter that looks like a camel centaur put together backward. I mean, the humanoid half is behind. The creature runs toward what most would take as its fanny. No doubt I have encountered others without recognizing them. Goblin says there is a tiny rock monkey that lives in the hearts of the great coral reefs. He claims it looks like a miniature one-eye, but Goblin is not to be trusted where one-eye is concerned.
I am charged with delivering a warning, the menhir said. There are strangers on the plain.
I asked questions. When it did not answer, I turned, irritably. It was gone. Damned stone. Tracker and his mutt stood in the mouth of the hole, watching the Taken. Darling interviewed Tracker thoroughly, I'm told. I missed that. She was satisfied. I had an argument with Elmo. Elmo liked Tracker. Reminds me of Raven, he said. We could use a few 100 ravens. Reminds me of Raven, too, and that's what I don't like. But what good arguing? We cannot always like everyone. Darling thinks he is all right. Elmo thinks so. The lieutenant accepts him. Why should I be different? Hell, if he is from the same mold as Raven, the lady is in trouble. He will be tested soon enough. Darling has something in mind, something preemptive, I suspect, possibly toward Rust. Rust, where the Limper had raised his stela. The Limper, back from the dead. I did everything but burn the body. Should have done that, I guess. Bloody hell.